Thank you for choosing the shortened version of our audio guide. This is a highly condensed version, omitting, among other things, the discussion of symbolism. Therefore, we encourage you to listen to the longer version, where you can explore the Ostrowko Cathedral and its surroundings in greater detail. Please wear headphones and listen to the recording only through them so as not to disturb the silence in the church. Remember that visiting is not permitted during Holy Mass or other services. Maintain silence and do not disturb those who are praying. This is the house of God, so please show respect for the sacred character of the space. The total visiting time is about 23 minutes, of which nearly 13 minutes will be spent inside, and the remaining time exploring the church surroundings. Move according to the information you hear. Begin your visit inside the church, in the middle of the main nave. Welcome to the Ostrow Parish Church of St. Stanislaus, the bishop and martyr, elevated in 1992 to the rank of co-cathedral. The church you are in is the third in the history of the parish. Construction began on the 9th of October 1904 to the design of Roger Slavsky, based on an earlier project by Sylvester Pazderski. On the 6th of October 1907, Bishop Edward Lukowski consecrated the new church. The construction was made possible thanks to the dedication and contributions of parishioners, as well as the financial support of Prince Ferdinand Radziwill. The Ostrowko Cathedral is a four-bay, three-aisled basilica, notable for its imposing brick facade with sandstone elements and an asymmetrical tower 55 meters high. In 1929, the church was decorated with rich polychrome paintings by the Polish painter and stained glass artist Henryk Juskowski-Nostitz, using key mineral paints. In the main nave, beneath stained glass windows with geometric motifs, the wall niches, or blind windows, feature depictions of the 12 apostles with their attributes. On the right stands a pulpit made of tricolor marble, with a mosaic on its front showing the bust of the apostle Peter holding keys in his left hand, surrounded by the Latin inscription, Petrus. Opposite it is a white marble baptismal font with the wrought metal cover adorned with lilies, topped by a figure of John the Baptist holding a cross. Now look towards the choir. Its balustrade is adorned with a sandstone relief, depicting the Virgin Mary with the child Jesus. The choir houses a 32-stop pipe organ built between 1909 and 1910 by the Joseph Stanislavski Company of Poznan. The wooden organ case features carvings of King David with a harp, angels, and numerous animals and amphibians. The half columns of the instrument are supported by seated atlants. Closer to the altar, into the transept, or cross nave. Above the side altars are monumental paintings, each covering 29 square meters, on the left, the Nativity of Christ, on the right, the Ascension of the Lord. On the north side, to the left, the large rose window depicts the Crucifixion and Mourning Angels. Below hang four paintings from the previous church, painted around 1891, the Annunciation, the Flight into Egypt, the Crucifixion, and the Resurrection. On the south side, to the right, the rose window shows the resurrection of the Savior with joyful angels. Below are two paintings, the Transfiguration on Mount Tabor, a copy of part of Raphael's work from St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican, and the Visitation of St. Elizabeth. On the vault of the crossing, the painter Henryk Juskowski-Nostitz depicted the four evangelists. Four large figures shown on clouds are, starting from the altar clockwise, St. Matthew with a winged human figure, St. Luke with an ox, St. John with an eagle, and St. Mark with a lion. Proceed to the presbytery, which features a two-story gallery supported by 30 sandstone columns holding up the vault. In its central part stands the main altar, made of white marble. Beneath the canopy is an alabaster statue of the Virgin Mary with the child Jesus, and a rose, crafted by Władysław Marcinkowski. Mary looks at Jesus, whom she supports with her left arm, while holding a rose in her right hand. Jesus blesses with his right hand, and holds a royal orb in his left, symbolizing authority. The altar also includes two adoring angels by the same sculptor. In the antependium, beneath the tabernacle at the altar's base, there is a small square mosaic inscribed with Roma, Rome. In its center is a small alabaster plaque depicting Mary with the child. Choir stalls and the bishop's throne, bearing the bishop's coat of arms, were placed in the church when it was elevated to the rank of co-cathedral. On the walls, in the arches, the sacraments are painted, separated by symbols such as Christograms. From the left, baptism, confirmation, Eucharist, penance, anointing of the sick, priesthood, and marriage. Look up at the gilded vault. From the left, St. Adalbert, Wojciech, with a crozier, an oar, and a palm leaf, St. Kinga with a crown. In the center, St. Stanislaus of Chipinau with a crozier, patron of the parish. St. Solomia with a lily and a crown lowered in her hand as a sign of renouncing her princely title. And St. Andrew Bobola with a cross and a Cossack saber. In the less visible part of the vault is the apocalyptic lamb resting on the book sealed with seven seals. The presbytery is lit by stained glass windows showing scenes from the Old and New Testaments, including the visit of the three men to Abraham, the nativity of Jesus Christ, the baptism of the Lord, and the Last Supper. The presbytery is separated from the nave by an apse bearing a dove in a halo, a symbol of the Holy Spirit from the earliest centuries of Christianity. Now turn right into the side chapel. In the side altar of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Chapel of Perpetual Adoration was established in 2016. Here you can pray daily before the Blessed Sacrament. This altar contains life-size sculptures of saints by the Polish sculptor Marcin Rozek. From the left, Aloysius Gonzaga, Vincent de Paul, Francis of Assisi, and Stanislaus Kostka. Below the figures, on the left side, there is a full-scale statue of Saint Michael the Archangel from the miraculous cave of apparitions in Gargano. On the opposite side hangs the image of the merciful Jesus. In the center of the altar is the monstrance with the Blessed Sacrament, and to the left of the platform, in a glass case, is the crucifix given to Primate of Poland Cardinal Mieczysław Halka-Ledochowski by the faithful on the occasion of his Diamond Jubilee of Priesthood in 1896. Look now to the right. In two niches adorned with paintings of angels are altars. In the first to the left, with a painting of Saint Joseph with the child Jesus. This painting is a sliding cover for another one. Underneath is a painting from the first church, Saint Anne with the Virgin and Child, from the 17th century, showing Saint Anne, her daughter Mary, and the child Jesus. This image is unveiled once a year, on the feast of Saint Anne, the 26th of July. In the second niche, to the right, is St. Therese of Lisieux, known as the Little Flower. On the altar is a painting of Blessed St. Jashinkayak of the Congregation of the Seraphic Sisters, who came from this parish. Walk now along the side nave. On the left are confessionals integrated into the wooden wall paneling. Above each confessional are two stained glass windows with geometric patterns. On the pillars are the Stations of the Cross, seven in each side nave. Above each confessional is a small painting, while in each arch between the main and side naves are two paintings. To fully understand their symbolism, I explain them in detail in the full version of the audio guide. View them in order: confessional arch, confessional arch, and confessional arch. These are a pelican feeding its chicks, a serpent coiled around a tree, a bird on a flower. Go to the next confessional. There you will find a dove with an olive branch above Noah's Ark, a fish with a basket and bread, a lion and cub, the Lion of Judah. And in the last confessional, an arch on this side, a griffin, an allegory of courage in the form of a knight with saber and shield on horseback. An allegory of justice, the Greek goddess Themis with sword and scales. In the side chapel adjacent to the vestibule, A painting of Our Lady of Częstochowa is placed in a marble altar with the inscription, "Holy Mary, pray for us." On March 13, 1979, the remains of the servant of God, Father Kazimierz Rolewski, parish priest and candidate for sainthood from Ostrów, were laid to rest beneath the floor of this chapel. He was renowned in Ostrów for his exceptional kindness toward the poor, workers, and all in need. On the wall of this chapel, there is also a plaque commemorating parish priest Father Wieland Smigielski, the builder of the church, who died just before its completion. The walls also feature paintings depicting St. John Paul II, the servant of God Father Kazimierz Rolewski, and the servant of God Sister Wladimira Wojciech, a candidate for sainthood from this parish. The stained glass windows, funded by Father Smigielski, depict musical angels playing the violin, flute, trumpet, and lute. Now cross to the other side of the church, to the left nave. Opposite the chapel of Our Lady of Częstochowa, hidden behind the thick wall of the church tower, stands the wooden altar of Saint Anthony of Padua. The saint is shown holding the child Jesus, both figures painted in warm, dark tones that contrast with the lighter structure of the altar. Now walk along the left nave. On your left you will see three confessionals. On the walls and pillars are the next stations of the cross. Look at the paintings following the same order as in the right nave. A boat with Saint Peter, keys, and symbols of the Eucharist. A woman with a chalice, identified as the virtue of faith. A serpent on an open book, symbolizing the cardinal virtues. Approach the second confessional and the archway. A unicorn with a cross. A phoenix with a crown above its head, rising from flames. A peacock sitting on a pedestal, rays of light shining behind it, and a flower. And finally, a beehive and bees. A cross with a crown of thorns, round it, and the inscription, INRI. A serpent wrapped around a stylized tree. Now approach the last chapel. On the left side of the main altar, in the transept, stands the altar of Saint Andrew the Apostle. Life-sized figures carved by Władysław Marcinkowski depict saints Casimir Jagiellon, Stanislaus the Bishop, the Apostle Andrew, Hyacinth of Poland, and John of Nepomuk. Saint Stanislaus bears the facial features of Cardinal Edmund Dalber, Primate of Poland and the first Primate of the Restored Republic, who came from this parish. Beneath the statue of Saint Andrew is an image of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. Right next to this altar, on a wooden pedestal, stands a statue of John the Baptist. Now make your way to the front of the church. In the meantime, listen. The church was built in the neo-Romanesque style, in accordance with the wish of Prince Ferdinand Radziwill, who did not want it to be constructed in the German manner, that is, in the Gothic style preferred by the Prussian occupiers. The co-cathedral is a four-bay, three-aisled basilica, meaning the side aisles are lower than the central nave, which is lit by its own windows. Built of red brick with decorative elements of white sandstone, the church stands on marshy ground. A 1-meter-thick concrete slab was poured beneath it, reinforced with cast iron plates, and under the tower, 200 wooden piles were driven 8 meters deep. Except for a small part of the sacristy, the church has no basement. Look at the tower. Positioned asymmetrically, the tower is covered with a pointed, four-sided roof. In 1906, three bells were hung there, cast at the Schilling Bell Foundry in Apolda, Thuringia, Germany. They were named Valentine, Ferdinand, and Pelagia, commemorating Father Wieland Smigielski and the princely founder together with his wife. During World War II, German occupiers confiscated the first two bells. Only the smallest bell, Pelagia, survived. Today, the tower houses two other bells, Mary, Queen of Poland, and Saint Stanislaus, Bishop. Standing before the main gate, take a closer look at the portal, which features Władysław Marcinkowski's relief, The Annunciation and cube-shaped column capitals decorated with angelic, childlike faces. Move to the right portico of the co-cathedral, where under the portico's colonnade stands the sandstone sculpture, The Pilgrim, also by Merchankowski. This funerary sculpture was moved from the so-called old cemetery of the 18th century, where it adorned the grave of Antoni Chizinski. The pilgrim is dressed in a long robe, has a hat on his back, and a small pouch lying on a stick at his feet. On his left shoulder hangs a scallop shell on a cord, symbolizing the completion of a pilgrimage to the tomb of St. James. On the wall nearby, there is a plaque commemorating the primate of Poland, Cardinal Edmund Dalber, a son of this parish. Cardinal Dalber is buried in Gniezno Cathedral, while the graves of his parents and sister are at the old cemetery. Now move to the other side, to the second portico. Here you will find a plaque funded by Solidarity, in honor of Blessed Father Jerzy Popielusko, a martyr for the faith. It was unveiled and blessed on the 99th anniversary of the church's consecration. To the left, towards the north, in the church square stands the monument of the Primate of Poland, Cardinal Mieczysław Halka Ladochowski. This is actually the second monument. The first was destroyed by Nazi Germans in December 1939. The Archbishop of Gniezno and Poznan was imprisoned from 1874 to 1876 in the Ostrow prison, located across the street. It was here, on March 15, 1875, that he learned Pope Pius IX had appointed him a cardinal. The act of nomination was secretly smuggled in and handed to him by Father Prince Edmund Radziwill. The current monument, depicting the cardinal walking with his hands clasped behind his back and holding a rosary, is the work of Lukasz Komorowski Wielmoska. It was erected as an offering of gratitude from the people of Greater Poland for regained freedom after the years of partitions. Standing by the monument, look towards the church. From this spot you can clearly see, at the corner of the transept near the roof gutters, a gargoyle hanging under the roof of the main nave. It depicts a dragon, or, if you prefer, a dragoness. Such suspended architectural elements were known in ancient Greece and Egypt, and in the Middle Ages became common throughout Europe. As representations of evil forces, they were meant to warn against evil and protect from it. At the same time, gargoyles also have a practical purpose. They channel excess rainwater away from the roof during heavy rainfall. The co-cathedral has four gargoyles, but today they serve only a decorative role. Behind the church stands the Catholic house. Its most important part is the large hall along the street, with a theatrical stage, entrance on the left. During the partitions, it served as a counterbalance to the Prussian Municipal Theater. As the building is not open to the public, imagine that inside, to the left and right of the stage, there are patriotic busts of Tadeusz Kosciuszko and Karol Merchankowski. The most valuable historic feature of this hall is a hand-painted curtain depicting the Royal Lazienki Park and the Water Theater in Warsaw. The building played an important role during the Greater Poland Uprising. On November 10, 1918, in this hall, the citizens of Ostrów Wielkopolski declared their will to join the newly re-established Polish state. This event marked the beginning of the so-called Ostrów Republic, the first in Greater Poland to demand the incorporation of lands from the Prussian partition into Poland. From this building, insurgents set out who later liberated Ostrów Wielkopolski. The other part of the building, entrance on the right, houses parish rooms, priests' apartments, and the parish office. In front of the Catholic house, roughly in the center, stands the monument of John Paul II. It is located where the altar stood during the visitation of the parish by the copy of the icon of Our Lady of Częstochowa in 1976. Among those welcoming the image to the archdiocese was Cardinal Karol Wojtyla, who celebrated Mass here, while Primate of Poland Stefan Wyszyński delivered the homily. Now walk to the southern side of the church, going around it. At the rear of the church, you can see several smaller, semicircular structures. These are sacristy rooms, with the main sacristy being circular in shape. The co-cathedral complex also includes the Archbishop's Convict, located behind the Catholic house, though it cannot be seen from here. Behind the brick fence lies the parish garden together with the presbytery, built in 1903-1904. The design was made by Berlin architect August Mencken, who also prepared the church project, although it was never realized. The presbytery is a two-story, basement building with neo-Gothic elements. Let's continue until you reach the Grotto of Our Lady of Lourdes. Inside this impressive structure is a brick altar mensa. In the right corner of the grotto, on a stylized stone, stands a figure of Our Lady, while to the left of the altar kneels the praying figure of Bernadette. Continue towards Gymnasialna Street. On the brick fence to the left, there is a monument and commemorative plaques honoring the Sons of Ostrau, soldiers of the Home Army, the 25th Infantry Division, and the 60th Infantry Regiment. You may pause the recording to read the inscriptions on the plaques. The building at 1 Gymnasialna Street is the former Vicarraj, built in the second half of the 19th century. It is the oldest surviving building in the entire co-cathedral complex. Despite its modest form and facade, the Vicarraj is an example of a clergy residence from the third quarter of the 19th century. Minor alterations to the interior have not significantly changed its layout, so the original arrangement remains clearly visible. The building now houses the God's Courtyard, Sociotherapy Center for Children, run by the St. Vincent de Paul Conference Association at the parish. On the upper floor, there is the Dom Spot, youth meeting place. At this point, our joint journey through the Ostrau Co-Cathedral comes to an end. However, many elements have remained untold. We encourage you to listen to the full version of the audio guide. The Co-Cathedral is a treasure trove of history, art, and faith hidden within its majestic walls. From the impressive facade, through the symbol-filled interior adorned with paintings by Henryk Juskowski Nostitz, to national mementos and traces of remarkable individuals, each element of this church tells its own unique story. I hope this walk has been an inspiring experience for you, allowing you not only to see but also to feel the spirit of this place, a witness to key events in Ostrau and Greater Poland. We invite you to take a moment for personal reflection or prayer in silence, which now surely resonates differently. May the memory of the beauty and peace of this church stay with you for a long time. Thank you for sharing this time with us. See you again.